If you can travel the world in one evening, there's not likely to be a better way to do it than through music, dance, brilliant costumes, beautiful bodies, all that wonderful stuff. And that's what we are going to get with Tribal Equinox Belly Dance 3, the third combination of gala show and workshops here in El Paso, which will take place next Friday through Sunday at the Philanthropy Theater. And with me are Claudia Ramirez with Her Story Productions, Anaí of Anthurium Dark Fusion, and a guest headliner, Ashley Lopez, who's coming to us from Portland, Oregon. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, yes. Well, Claudia, I think you're the ringleader on this, are you not?
Yes, I am.
give me the background on the past 3 years that you have done this show in El Paso.
This is our third year, and we've been bringing in some pretty amazing internationally recognized dancers to come teach dancers in our community. And from all over the nation, we've been getting a good turnout from mm-hmm. people from Kansas and people from Oregon this year are coming down to take classes with our headliners. So
that's really awesome.
Exciting.
It's always especially exciting when you're bringing in really big talent to have the educational component. It's like origami. It just unfolds and makes it so much more interesting for everyone. And Anaí, tell me about your role this year and previous years.
Actually, we've been performing at the Equinox since it first started. You know, we've helped definitely promote it and everything. And it's such a great thing what Claudia is actually doing for the belly dance community, because she's bringing in dancers that sometimes you have to go out of town to go take any kind of workshop with. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to have a home field advantage, because at least she's bringing them in.
Yes.
So
now, when you say we, tell me about Anthurium Dark Fusion. How many people are involved?
It's actually my sister and myself.
Ah.
We do kind of a dark theatrical version of belly dance, so we definitely take the basics and just kind of run with it.
Yeah, that seems to be allowed and possibly encouraged in this discipline. And Ashley, tell me about you and your work.
Well, I currently live in Portland, and I work at a studio called Datura, and that's run by my teacher and her partner, and we offer live classes and classes online, and in between teaching at home and performing, I also teach yoga and Pilates and basic fitness stuff.
Yeah, I got it. I was exhausted after reading your bio. I thought that this woman cooks doing leg lifts and stuff. You know, she never stops.
Yeah, well, there's not a whole lot of time for cooking.
You couldn't eat it anyway. What the heck?
yeah, it's true. No, but it is definitely, it's a juggling act. But it all kind of works out, and it's all related. So I kind of take the role of a little bit more of the athletic side, mm-hmm. although my degree is in operatic performance, and so I have a vocal performance degree in opera, and the theatrical side of me was kind of born from musical theater and from opera, and then I kind of got a lot more physical through dance and through fitness. So it all works out in the end.
Oh, you've just rolled in the arts, haven't you? You've gone from the operatic end to the belly dance, and all kinds of things are coming to mind as far as your version of Aida would be fascinating, I think.
Right.
Claudia, how did you locate Ashley? And then also tell me about your other two headliners.
I know Ashley from her work with Datura and Rachel Price, her teacher. And that's how I started to see her. Mm-hmm. And I've been following her for, I guess, the past couple of years. And then, you know, she was on my to bring list.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. We have Mira Betts.
Yes, she is considered a teacher of teachers. She is one of the best out there. And she's been dancing and performing for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just an excellent teacher and just a master of the art.
And you have Adina also.
Adina, yes. Adina came last year. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and she loved it. And she got a great response from the audience. And, you know, people that took her workshop really enjoyed it. She added the pop and lock fusion. So she's more of the hip-hop.
Yes.
Added the hip-hop to the tribal fusion part of belly dance.
Well, Ashley, from your perspective in Oregon and your reputation in the field, is El Paso an up-and-coming hotspot for belly dance, or is it growing all over the U.S.? What do you think?
It's definitely growing all over the U.S., and I think that El Paso has a great thing going on with this event. Big events like this are what bring communities together, so there may be a whole bunch of other people in El Paso who wouldn't have known about each other until something like this that's really visible on the internet, and people come and they meet each other, and, oh, I only live over here, and then students come, and everybody, it just grows. It's wonderful. But in addition, as Claudia is doing, you know, when you bring in out-of-town performers, that kind of helps link El Paso into the greater belly dance world at large.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
So it's a huge, wonderful thing to be able to bring people together both near and far.
Well, Anahí, have you and your sister performed extensively outside of the El Paso community or just locally?
We've actually been out of town a couple of times, mostly around Texas and just a little bit in New Mexico, but we haven't really had a chance to travel that much. So,
but this could change that. I mean, I know that contacts made at shows like this, especially with that educational component where you really get to network and share. Do you think that increases your likelihood of further travel?
It really does. I mean, one of the shows that we had in San Antonio, it was from a girl that we met here at a show that she did. She came down from San Antonio, and we hit it off so well, and she loved the way we danced. So she gave us an open invitation to go over there. I mean, she even let us stay in her hotel room.
Hey, it doesn't get better than that.
Right. It was kind of nice to be, you know, just to meet so many different people from just different places who have the same love for the dance that you do.
Yes.
You know, it really does bring in that community feeling.
Well, more and more what I see in the arts at every level is that promotion is great, press kits are nice, the web page is awesome, but when you get to meet and exchange person to person with someone, you establish a contact that really generates more activity. Claudia, tell me, how is the program going to be structured? What are some of the different dance forms we will see? What can we expect?
You're going to see Indian classical dancing. You're going to see the theatrical dark fusion-y dance. You're going to see the hip-hop dancing. It's going to cover classical cabaret dancing. It covers all bases, so it's a unique show. It has a variety of all styles of belly dance.
And the music?
The music is amazing.
will there be live musicians recorded?
It's all recorded.
Okay.
It's all recorded right. Music.
Well, that's fewer people to have to cart around the country, so that works out well. The show, again, is Tribal Equinox Belly Dance 3. It kicks off next Friday. That's August 29th. And goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And are there three performance nights at the philanthropy?
No.
What is the arrangement?
There's workshops happening Friday during the day, and then the show is going to be Friday night at the philanthropy.
7 p.m.
At 7 p.m., yes. Show starts at 7, doors open at 6.
Okay.
And then we have workshops with Ashley and Mira on Saturday and Sunday, and everybody's welcome to join us. And we'll also have some vendors. We'll have henna artists. And
oh, sweet.
Yeah, we have vendors coming in from Kansas and Albuquerque with jewelry and wares and
oh, sweet.
All sorts of beautiful
lots
stuff.
Lots of sequins.
Yeah.
It's going to be a trail of sequins. I can see this. When you go into a community to teach, Ashley, what level of student are you prepared to work with? Is this going to be safe for beginners to show up, or do attendees need to have some level of experience? What's your expectation?
That's a really good question. And the honest answer is I learned this through teaching weekly classes as a yoga instructor and as a dance instructor at home. You always need to be prepared for anything, for anybody. And one of the reasons that I've taken a lot of time to do education for myself is so that I can work with people of all levels of experience, but also with people who've had injuries, with people who may have limitations. So I do put on each of my workshop descriptions a level. So if it is intermediate or advanced, it'll say that on the website. But generally speaking, it's all levels all the time mm-hmm. because everyone has a different idea of what intermediate or advanced is. Mm-hmm. And it could be intermediate in terms of technique, but we might be going through it slowly. Mm-hmm. So in terms of physical ability, it's not all that advanced. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I've attended classes of all kinds, and oftentimes covering the most basic information for someone who is reasonably lost, basically the lowest common denominator in the group, repeating mm-hmm. the basics but in a fresh way really can serve the whole group.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you get up in the ranks and you don't know what it is you've missed or don't know. So it's that's good. And what in the belly dance community or this type of dance, are there any injuries or tendencies for injuries that are unique to this particular dance form?
I wouldn't say anything is really totally unique to belly dance. You know, obviously runners are going to have more knee problems mm-hmm. and football players are going to have more shoulder problems. I would say with belly dance, because so much of it is focused on the hips mm-hmm. and generally, you know, there's a lot of pelvic movement. And so what I see more than anything else is with a lot of practice, if people are not cognizant of their technique and mm-hmm. if they don't do cross training to keep their bodies balanced, then they're going to have some probably low back or hip issues eventually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the way that I teach, I try to always encourage, and if you come to a class of mine, you're going to end up doing yoga and Pilates if we're dancing. It's
just can't get away from that, can you?
You can't.
Oh gosh,
no.
You're not going to make them sweat, are you?
I'm really cognizant of keeping people balanced, and
yes.
just belly dance isn't good enough. So
no, it always goes back. Any sport or physical art form, it just seems the postural issues and the structure,
yeah.
you just can't escape it. You three are fascinating to talk with, and I think this is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous show. Tribal Equinox Belly Dance 3, a gala show, which will be Friday evening, next Friday, 7 p.m. at the Philanthropy Theater. Doors open at 6 o'clock, but there are classes beginning Friday afternoon and continuing through Sunday. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, and I suspect also there will be some tickets available at the door, but there will be a lot going on. I want to thank my guests, Claudia Ramirez with Her Story Productions, Anaí of Arthurium Dark Fusion, and Ashley Lopez joining us from Portland, Oregon, who will be here participating. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.